In today's edition of our special package on news features, we bring you the final part of the feature on 80 years of radio programming put together by Rita and Pa Bentete. Before I introduce you to the current programs, let's listen to some former radio presenters who handled programs on GBC Radio. First, Gertrude Opari Addo.
I worked for over 40 years in those days, during Kwame Nkrumah's time. There were programs like Music for Your Delight, Music for You, Listener's Choice, A Word with You, Africa This Week, Woman's World. I narrated Woman's World for so many years.
Do you remember George Crabb, a disc jockey on GAR?
At the beginning, it was GBC 2. That was in 1967, 1st February. I was a pioneer member of GBC 2, and then it came on Radio 2. And then it metamorphosed into Radio GAR. If you don't have a passion for this job, you can't do it to the best of your ability. One program I handled for some time, which was given to me by my seniors, was Senior Citizens Corner. And there was a program I introduced in FM, which is still on air, Nana Ashi.
I remember in the 80s, there was a news and current affairs program called 7 Days. It talks about major events for the week.
We also had Amankwa Ampofu.
Talking about me, my session, because I did Akan programs. Me, we have this Entrepa, we have this Yangan Kunkunku, which I hosted for so many years. We have Mufachap and Children's Program. A lot of programs which were very good.
From the 1990s, GBC Radio churned out programs on religion, politics, current affairs, the youth, sports, and others. GBC Radio also broadcast What Do You Know?
Now, for 3 points, L-I-Q-U-O-R is any alcoholic drink. Would you pronounce this word lipo? A, B, lipuru, C, liquor, or D, lipo?
Liquor.
Liquor is the answer.
Radio Theater.
Yes, what is it?
Oh, my husband, are you still sleeping? Have you forgotten that today our son Kofi is returning from the city?
Oh.
Hey.
Hymns and their meaning.
Welcome to Hymns and their meaning.
Ghana Today. Muslim programs. Everyday English.
Hello listeners, welcome once again to Everyday English. Today we would like to look at the two expressions few and a few. For example,
I have a few words to say today.
I have a few calls to make today.
Curious minds for the youth.
I want to know.
I think that is what it is.
And even news in French.
Le journal parlé sur fréquence modulée 95.7.
These are just a few. So what goes into radio programming?
Programming, yes. Radio must be in your blood. If it's not in your blood, you can't do it. I love radio.
You know, for radio, variety is the spice of life, as it said.
GBC Radio has for some time now been criticized for poor program content, especially among the youth. Some believe GBC Radio is conservative in its house style.
They are too bland and it's old-fashioned. Yeah, and even if it's about music, the kind of music they play, it's really old. It doesn't fit into the current generation.
GBC has been there for 8 years, and if you still want to keep the name, then they should do what is right.
I wouldn't say they are too much of old styles, and the new ones are trying so hard to give the audience what they want, not what they have to give us.
I'm actually not into radio, but if I'm really to listen to
a radio station, it would definitely not be GBC Radio.
But are these concerns entirely true? Or is it that listeners' preference has informed these criticisms?
Ebenezer Ojahu is a program manager at GBC's Unique FM.
One of the criticisms against us is that our programs are outmoded. If we are able to bring Radio 1 and Radio 2 back, then we can do a lot of these programs you talk about.
Research and planning are said to be crucial in radio programming, and this has been the practice all these years.
You just don't play music. You need to do a lot of research about the kind of music you play.
You research in its entirety.
Research is very, very important, crucial in every program that one runs on radio.
The achievements may have been remarkable and the road may seem smooth, but what about constraints and challenges of radio programming?
Now there's competition because people are also doing such programs.
We are not in competition. To me, I don't agree with that. It's other people who are now competing with us because they want to overdo GBC.
GBC is not competing with anyone. There can be only one public broadcaster, and that is GBC.
What is the way forward for GBC Radio?
You see, if we don't take care, we might be bootlegging what the others are doing.
So there's a need for us to create more channels for radio, especially when you have the local languages.
Well, the road has been very rough. There are ups and downs. But as my colleague said, there is time and there is improvement that will come.
Indeed, the future, many believe, is promising, irrespective of GBC Radio attaining 80 years of operation. Creators will no doubt descend on GBC Radio for not living up to the expectations of the public and not in the top rankings of the so-called perceived competition that exists among media conglomerates. Maybe these creatures have been too quick to judge, especially comparing GBC Radio to commercial radio stations which have barely been in operation for half of the years of GBC's existence. 80 years of programming will tell the GBC story, and loyal audience can best do that. What should GBC Radio do right? Is there the need to reintroduce old programs and probably review and polish some of these programs? GBC Sound Archives is rich with programs, and maybe it is about time program producers and directors went back to their old programs to refresh the memory of Ghanaians on their heritage, culture, traditions, and patriotic values. This will go a long way to rekindle the real Ghanaian in us. Lisa Ampadintete, reporting for Radio Ghana.